office uses the same brand and recommended this one to me. I love that I can check my baby's temperature when sleeping because he stays asleep.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is backed by over 50 published medical studies, more than any other thermometer, and is used and recommended by more medical professionals everywhere, giving you the peace of mind that you're getting the best. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer.
Holiday shopping is in full swing, and your list is long. So head to Here Today, St. Louis's brand new Extreme Value Store. And when we say extreme, we mean it. Here Today has incredible deals on everything from women's accessories and home decor to wine, beer, and groceries. Plus tons of cool holiday gifts, decorations, and wrap. Our selection is ever-changing, but isn't the hunt half the fun? Here Today. Deals so amazing, they could be gone tomorrow. Located at 770 North Lindbergh in Florissant. More information at heretodaystores.com.
Hi, you can't see me because of radio, and I can't see you because I'm totally blind. My blindness doesn't hold me back, but I fight to stay awake during the day because I'm not sleeping through the night. Often I struggle to concentrate and just keep up. Sound familiar? You're not alone. But this is not a sleep disorder. It's actually NON24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
This message is brought to you by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
The Big 550 celebrates the 12 days of Christmas by giving the gifts to you. Each weekday during the event, go to KTRS.com to register for the daily prize, which changes each weekday at midnight. 12 days, 12 prizes, and McGraw will announce the winner the next morning. It's that simple. Be sure to register to win today's prize, a $250 gift card from G&W Meat. The 12 Days of Christmas, from Affordable Kitchen and Bath, Celebrating Life Cake Boutique, Layla Restaurant, and the Big 550 KTRS.
Pinions Playhouse, it's on the air. Turn the volume up, we've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear.
Very large honkers.
Hello, Debbie.
Yeah, hi, Debbie. We're
Double D, Debbie.
Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the December 17th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Associated Physicians Group. That would be APG, as in all pain gone. That's the way I remember it. APG Pain. .com. Too bad there's not a dot gone. APGPain.gone.
Oh, man.
That'd be great for them. We're going to tell you what they do and why you may want to get to know them if you're in pain. We'll talk about it after this.
Hey!
Let's see. Who's at the control board today? Why, look, it's Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are not hearing from your advisor, you need to call Mark and Jason because they talk to all of their clients every 3 months. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
In fact, I had a nice chat with Mark Reardon this morning about some stuff. So hello to Mark and Jason. And, of course, a big old hello from all of you to the one and only Dan Strauss, who is in the house with his trouser on. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Good to see you, Hebe. You're the happiest guy I know. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
Hang on a second. What is it again? All 8-8. A-C-G.
What?
Cheese.
All cheese gone.
A-C-G. That's a new website he's working on.
Well, Frat Boy shows up to your party. That's what's going to happen.
You bet. You know what? All your cheese will be gone. If you're having cheese and you invite Rat Boy, you better put out extra what, Rat Boy?
Cheese.
That's right. Extra cheese. Give it up, folks. Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Thank you. Thank you so much. Sometimes you get an advertiser, and as you learn more about them as they're on the air longer, you're actually more impressed with them than you were when they first went on the air. And that's the case with the folks at APG, because the more people I talk to who have been there for physical therapy and pain management and whatever, raves. Nobody wants to be in pain. Their whole goal is to get you to where you're not in pain anymore. There are three primary locations: are O'Fallon, Illinois, Swansea, Illinois, and Edwardsville. In Creve Coeur, you can go to the Creve Coeur location for the Alternative to Knee Replacement Program starting January 2nd. And I got a feeling they're going to be covered up with business, because like every fourth person I know either has been told they have to have or has had knee replacement surgery. There's an alternative to that for many people starting the 2nd of January at the Creve Coeur location, which is behind Bristol's Cafe in Creve Coeur. You're going to find out what this alternative program is all about. If you folks in Illinois, pain management, great physical therapy for all kinds of issues, lower back disc problems, sciatica, knees, neck, back, shoulder, carpal tunnel, migraine, headaches, they get a great reputation. And a terrific staff of some of the most highly trained people that will ever lay hands on you. Under the direction of Dr. William Tom, who has some very impressive credentials, I urge you to go to their website, because you're going to learn so much more than you'll ever learn from me. If you go, and thanks to everybody who went to the seminar. The seminars are, they're sold out all the time, and there's a reason for that, and that just tells me there are lots of people who, if there's the potential, the possibility they could avoid knee surgery, whew, let's hear about it. APG, Associated Physicians Group, apgpain.com. There is a note hanging up in our station on the door of the men's room. I assume there's one on the door of the women's room, too. And it's about this Friday being Ugly Sweater Day. Now, you know, when a company, a business, wants to do anything to bring people together, there's nothing wrong with that. But for some reason, this Christmas sweater thing the last few years has become a big deal. Find the ugliest Christmas sweater. I don't own. Here's the thing. I don't really own any sweaters, and I'll tell you why. When you're heavy, no sweater looks good on you. Sweaters are for skinny guys. They are. Any sweater I put on, I look like I'm another 15, 20 pounds overweight. So I don't wear sweaters. And as far as ugly, any sweater becomes an ugly sweater if I put it on. So kind of makes me mad, though. They deliberately did it on Friday when I won't be here. I'm on assignment. I know what they're doing.
Oh, yeah.
I know how that goes. Just a request of you people who send out Christmas cards, which we're bad about. We don't do.
Put money in them?
No, don't send out the ones with glitter on them.
Oh.
It makes a mess. You open it up and, you can't get it up. You can't get that glitter out of the fibers of your clothing. You can't get it off the floor. Don't do that. Don't get glitter cards. I opened a card up this morning. Glitter went everywhere.
Oh,
came right off the face of the card. If you buy something, and I'm not talking about something on a receipt at Walgreens, but I'm talking about if you buy, you know, a vehicle, or if a service person comes to your house, Matheny Heating and Cooling or whatever, and you get a customer satisfaction survey, please fill it out. I don't think you have any idea how important it is to these businesses. People literally get bonuses or not based on people's customer service response.
But I would say, from your experience, you should make sure that you read it and say that if zero is the best or 10 is the best.
No, for those who missed that story, I had a service person come out and I filled out a survey, and I didn't take the time to listen on the phone to the instructions, and it was a push, and zero was the best of the best, and I just wasn't paying attention, and I gave this guy all zeros. He got suspended for 3 days. And I found out later, I had to call his boss and beg his boss to make it right. I said it was a mistake. I meant to do all tens, which would have been, I did tens thinking that was the best.
Right.
I said, what I meant was
should
zero, because apparently according to your scale, zero is the best. To me, zero is nothing. I said, so please make it up to this guy. You know, he said to me, it's too late. He's already been suspended. They wouldn't do anything.
Are you kidding me? They never reversed it?
No. Corporate policy, national corporate policy.
Wow.
I felt horrible.
Oh, my goodness.
So do the customer surveys. Do it right, though.
Yeah, you would have.
No, they wouldn't do
yeah,
that.
You would have thought they would have called you first before they suspended the guy and found
That's
out
what
the
I
story.
I said to them, I said, look, is this guy, does he normally get great? They said he gets great satisfaction survey results. I said, then when you saw that I gave him the worst of everything, didn't it raise a red flag? Why did nobody call me and go, wow,
what was your experience? We'd
like to know what happened that was so horrible. I said, nobody called me. That's the part I don't get. But just fill them out, especially if you had a good experience. Fill that thing out so they get credit. I talked to folks at Pistols Plus this morning. I am in the process of helping a couple of people get handguns for Christmas and kind of advising them or helping them. And so the Pistols Plus folks said, first of all, Merry Christmas. Thanks to everybody who goes to OCH Beach and visits them. And to let you know, they have plenty of AR-15 starting at $599 and plenty of Ruger conceal carry size handguns starting at $299. So that's something I'll pass
on. Oh, go back to the surveys for a second. We do a survey all the time from restaurants. They'll bring the receipt and it says, fill out this survey. We get free appetizers, desserts, all kinds of stuff.
There you go. There's a good reason to do it there. All right, as you know, every year we issue the warning about the filthy lyrics in the Brenda Lee song, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, and the Eartha Kitt song, Santa Baby. We're not going to do that today. We'll do it again before Christmas, just a warning. But a couple other things that I thought of over the years. We had a lady who wrote to the FCC, actually had the FCC sicked on us. They got a hold of us. They wanted to know what, and it was over a Paul McCartney song. And this is so much fun, although it really was a pain in the butt for us because, honest to goodness, the Federal Communications Commission contacted us and said, we've been informed by a listener that you guys took a Paul McCartney song and put the F word in it.
Yeah, altered it.
She told them, she wrote them and said, we didn't alter anything. Now, we're going to play you again just because it's funny. As it comes right out of the CD package, with a little luck, Paul McCartney, I'm telling you, when you hear this, you do not hear with a little luck. You hear with a little F word, and none doctored, here it is. With a little F, and you know the word. I've never heard anything sound more, if that's not what he's saying.
With a little F.
There it is! I didn't hear an L in there. Can you play just that part? I did not hear an L in the word luck. And this is the one the woman sicked the FCC on us about.
With a little luck.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Now, here's the other one. Casey and the Sunshine Band. I'm telling you, when you hear this, what you hear is, let's SH together.
Get down tonight.
Let's SH together, which is disgusting.
Yeah, who would want to do that?
Doing that as a group? Here it comes. You tell me. You be the judge. Out of the box, untouched.
Baby, let's get together.
Wow.
You see, these are the things nobody else ever bothers to warn people about.
You know what? I did that in the last band I was in. We did that song. But
you didn't do it with the original lyrics, S-H.
Oh,
well,
we didn't do that, yeah.
Baby, baby, let's S-H together.
Let's get together.
There it is. Now, what guy says to a girl, hey, let's S-H together?
Mm.
That's disgusting.
Back in the 70s, they did all kinds of things.
So we'll warn you about the Brenda Lee and Eartha Kitt thing. Later on, we'll get to that. There's a TV commercial running now, of course, for Christmas gift time for Mighty Bite fishing lures. And each lure has a little bite out of it, like it's an injured fish, like it's wounded and has been bitten by it, so that the other fish will see it and go, hey, look, that thing is an injured fish. I'm going to grab it because he can't get away from me. And what I love about this is over the years, if you fish, you've seen every product imaginable, and everyone claims you'll catch bigger bass, more crappie, bigger crappie. It's all such a pile of crap. This Mighty Bite fishing lures, it's $19.95, and it's over 100 lures.
Whoa.
100-piece set for $20.
Good grief.
I remember when, I think it was Bill Dance, used to advertise the helicopter lure. You drop in the water, and it would spin like a helicopter. Oh, my goodness, you're going to catch fish like you can. I don't think you can even find them now. And then there was a time when they sold the tar out of this spray-on set.
Oh.
You spray your fishing lure before you drop it in the water. My goodness, did they sell a lot of that stuff. And now it's like it never existed. It was so great at one time till everybody kind of caught on. Wait a minute. And then they made their money and they didn't
sell. How did that smell in the water?
Thank you. I don't know that I ever understood that. Here's a question. Is anybody that you talk to watching Arsenio Hall?
No.
No.
No. No. The answer is no. I don't think this is working.
No. I turned on the TV the other night, and it was on Channel 2, so Arsenio Hall's show was on, and I tried to watch it, and it was...
pathetic.
It was bad.
Yeah.
There was a female comedian on, and she was black, and they started talking about how there's really no black female comedians, and
that's
then they
true.
Were talking about all this stuff, and they're going on. I thought it was a very racial conversation.
Well, I just think it's a bad show.
Sometimes you
can't go back. You know, he had his day. The timing was right. No, the timing must not be right now. Bill Lynch, if you're listening, Bill Lynch is a listener who sent me a journal that his dad wrote, bound. It's his dad. His dad passed away a couple of years ago. And before he died, he sat down and wrote down his entire World War II experience from when he left home to go into basic training for the Army. Bill, I read quite a bit of that. Thank you for sending me that. What an interesting thing to read. A guy just putting his thoughts on paper. And we should all do that as we get a little older. Do that. Your kids would love picking that up and reading it. Maybe about your whole life. Everything you can remember significant in your life. So thank you, Bill, for that. And Bill, you didn't give me a number or a way to get a hold of you. Or I would have thanked you, but I don't know how to get in touch with you. So I'll just do it this way and hope that you either hear it or it gets back to you. What else did I not want to forget? Oh, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We have the new inductees. We have Peter Gabriel, Hall & Oates. Well, yeah, they should be in. Kiss, Overdue,
mm-hmm.
Nirvana.
Yeah.
I don't know. Were they in it long enough to deserve to be in the Hall of Fame? How long was their run?
Nirvana, I don't know, but they were huge, though.
Yeah.
And they were huge.
Linda Ronstadt absolutely should be in it. I wonder if she'll make an appearance. How big would she be now?
Mm. I don't know, but she can't sing. She's got problems. She can't sing.
And Cat Stevens. Oh, I'm sorry. Yusuf Musa, whatever his name.
Yeah.
What was his name he took? That religious name? Whatever.
Yusuf.
Cat Stevens.
It's in the cradle in the sill.
Does he deserve to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? I mean,
I don't know.
Really?
Some big songs.
If he's in it, then everybody who was ever in rock and roll should be in it. Is Jim Croce in it? I never liked Jim Croce.
I don't know. I didn't get him. He wasn't around long.
You know what? This is one of those Hall of Fames that I think eventually kind of everybody gets.
They should just call it the Music Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Very selective.
And then I cut out an ad from USA Today, and I've mentioned this company before. It's called the Shinola Company. Shinola.com is their website. It's an American-made wristwatch. And here's my suggestion. To the folks that make the Schick razors, you guys need to make a wristwatch and copy the Shinola. Make it look exactly like so people can't tell Schick from Shinola.
Yes.
That's my suggestion. Well, it is. And guess what the new popular sport for young women is as a result of a particular movie?
I saw this.
Archery because of Hunger Games.
Oh, wow.
Women are wanting to pick up bows and learn archery because of the Hunger Games. So another plug for Pistols Plus, ladies, if you want somebody who can have a terrific archery department at the Pistols Plus in Osage Beach. I never was interested in the archery thing. And I think this is pretty sad. There are lots of new schools that have just been built, and some schools that have either been in tornadoes and rebuilt or renovated. No more. Now, again, this is just a few of the schools, but it looks to be a trend. No more school bells. Remember that loud ding, 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 when class was over? I mean, it rang. It was the loudest. Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah. They have some tones now. They have these tones. It's like,
Say some of the schools have no sound at all. It's up to the teacher and the students to know when it hits the top of the hour. You just get up. Man, I think you got to have a school bell.
Oh, they have there's a school across from the apartment I'm living in now, and that has a some sort of tone. My daughter's school, Oakville, has a tone. They don't have a bell or anything.
What's
like that.
What's the problem with the bell?
I don't know.
Boy, that bell, you would literally, and the expression saved by the bell,
yeah.
If that teacher was in the middle of, all right, Frank, which president, ding-ling-ling-ling-ling, I don't have to answer. Yeah, and man, I mean, you were out of that seat and out the door.
Yeah.
It's like the teacher had no control once the bell rang. As you're running out the door, you don't forget tomorrow, we're going to have a pop quiz. You're yelling that, you should go out the door. Yeah, I think you still should keep the school bell. There's no reason to get rid of that. And yes, I do have my Mega Millions ticket. When's the drawing? Is it over?
Tonight.
I have my Mega Millions ticket. Somebody put out a really interesting list of sort of bringing it into the reality of what the chances of you winning this are. Your chances of winning Mega Millions, you have a far better chance of being killed by an asteroid or a comet.
Oh.
Your chances of winning Mega Millions are 1 in like 260 million. Your chances of dying from a lightning strike are only 1 in 3 million. You're much more like, I mean, you're talking about, look, if whoever wins that, literally for the rest of your life, you got to go around thinking, why me? With the odds that great,
yeah.
How did I pull this off? Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
This is a joke that I have told for 30 years. I've probably told it 15, 20 times. But for whatever reason, I haven't told it for 4 or 5 years. I don't know why. Sometimes jokes just kind of slip, and then they come back. And the listener sent me this joke, and I wrote him back. I said, well, you know what? I've told that joke a bunch of times. Thanks for reminding me of it. And it's a cold weather joke. And it's a joke about a couple, husband and wife. And she's an animal lover. And they're driving along, and she sees an injured, wet, shivering, cold skunk on the side of the road. And she says, honey, pull over. He says, what is it? She says, look, that poor skunk, that poor little skunk, he's shivering. He says, it's a skunk. And she says, I know, but I can't, I won't sleep if I go, pull over. So they pull over. She gets out and picks the skunk up. It's freezing. Gets back in the car in the passenger seat, and she says, I got to find a way to warm this skunk up. He's going to die. And he says, well, honey, why don't you just tuck the skunk between your legs? It's warm down there. She says, what about the smell? He says, hold its nose.
All right, we're going to get a look at traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
It's a mess out there, Dan. You've got an accident on eastbound 40 between Hanley and Big Bend. They only had the left lane open. Now it's just the right lane that's blocked. But traffic, you already have slow traffic coming in from Boone's Crossing to Mason. Now it's jammed up from 270 through Big Bend. On southbound 170, slow from Page through 40. Northbound 170, you're going to find it slow going from the Rock Road all the way up through 270. On southbound 270, you're slow from Dorset through Ladue. Now we've got a new accident south of Big Bend that's blocking the left lane. Heavy from Manchester down to that point from 44 to 55. Westbound 44, slow pocket between Elm and Barrie, and then from Lindbergh through Highway 270. Southbound 55, still pretty slow between Loughborough and Rivas. Southbound Hanley is one solid jam between Maryland down to Manchester. If you're traveling westbound 70, you're slow between 170 and Lindbergh, again from the Blanchet Bridge to Zumbel. And on eastbound 270, long stretches of slow traffic between 370 and New Florissant. This traffic report is brought to you by CheaperThanDirt.com. The time to prepare is before something happens. Take care of yourself and the ones you care about. Survival kits from Cheaper Than Dirt make a great Christmas present and shows you really care. Visit CheaperThanDirt.com for your survival needs. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is Scott Sherman, host of The Night Shift.
Let me take this opportunity to wish you and your family the most joyous of holiday seasons and a very healthy and happy new year.
Happy holidays from all of us at the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is Laurie Heisey.
And I'm Ken Heisey from Heisey Advisory Group, and we want to wish you a healthy and prosperous holiday season. While Wall Street seems to be spreading plenty of good cheer, the Grinch could be right around the corner with a hefty tax bill from capital gains on your investments.
There have been tremendous gains and equally tremendous changes with the economy. So take the time to have professionals help you with your nest egg. In between shopping, baking, and visiting, call us at 314-909-1116 and spend some time on yourself to make sure you are prepared for 2014.
People are like snowflakes. They're all different. And so are your financial needs. I'll create a plan tailored just for you. Call now at 314-909-1116 for your personal review. That's 314-909-1116. Or visit us on the web at heiseadvisorygroup.com.
Ken Heisey is an investment advisor representative. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Lori Heisey is a licensed insurance representative.
Now is the time to add a pet to your family. This holiday season, adopt a dog or cat from the Humane Society of Missouri or St. Louis County Animal Care and receive $20 worth of Santa Paws Scratchers tickets from the Missouri Lottery. Find a furry friend to warm your heart and warm your wallet with chances to win prizes up to $25,000. New veterinary clients to the Humane Society's Animal Medical Center of Mid-America get in on this deal, too. Every new client also receives $20 worth of Santa Paws Scratchers tickets with a top possible prize, $25,000. Before the end of this year, adopt a pet at any Humane Society of Missouri Adoption Center, St. Louis City, Maryland Heights, Chesterfield Valley, or at St. Louis County Animal Care in Olivet, or become a new client at the Animal Medical Center of Mid-America for your chance to be the next big Missouri Lottery winner. Details at hsmo.org.
My name is Janet. When it was time to find assisted living for my 85-year-old mother, I was giving numerous recommendations and I'd felt totally overwhelmed. I had visited so many communities, they started to blur together. It wasn't until I visited Brooking Park that I found Mom's new home. From the moment I walked in the front door, I was put at ease in a way that was reassuring and helpful. Everyone was open and friendly, and I knew the atmosphere would be perfect for my mother. Best of all was my mom's reaction. I was surprised at how quickly Brooking Park became her home and her new family.
If you have a loved one who needs a little help maintaining their independence, call Brooking Park at 314-576-5545 or visit brookingpark.org today to see why it ranks among the top-tier nursing homes by U.S. News & World Report.
She made new friends immediately. It's her home.
Brooking Park, an equal opportunity senior community, sponsored by St. Andrew's Resources for Seniors System.
Mom is incredibly happy at Brooking Park.
Good morning.
Hey, sweetie, hand me my toothbrush.
Here you go.
Excuse me.
Just a minute.
A little togetherness goes a long way in the bathroom.
Raise your arm.
Time to call Callier & Thompson Kitchens and Baths at 636-391-9099.
Grab the shower curtain. I'll pull you over.
My foot's stuck in the trash can.
Uh-oh.
They'll call you back. Provide an itemized estimate so you know what you're paying for. And their guys work when they show up.
Help me pull it off my foot.
Be it a large or small project, Callier & Thompson offers the highest quality and professionalism in the business. With more certified kitchen and bath designers on staff than any other firm in the area, their designers are on the leading edge of industry trends. Callier & Thompson, next to Uncle Bill's on Manchester Road, just east of 141, can help you reclaim your space.
I think it's stuck.
Call Callier & Thompson Kitchens and Baths for a free estimate. 636-391-9099.
What's that number?
636-391-9099. View their portfolio at CallierandThompson.com.
This is Bob Elman. The government shutdown is over, and we're busy closing loans because the rates have dropped again. Right or wrong, raising the debt ceiling has forced mortgage rates down. That's why I urge you to refinance to a lower rate today.
People are calling to take advantage of low rates, and if you missed it the first time around, this is your second chance. Call Golden Oak at 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
Now's the time to consolidate debts or get cash for the holidays. Our licensed loan officers are standing by to help you lock in a low rate.
Call Golden Oak today and get a lower rate of 3.25. That's a fixed rate at 3.25. Call 314-567-GOLD.
Golden Oak.
NMLS 1149.37, conventional 15-year fixed rate. APR 3.623 with qualified credit. 111 West 4th Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri, 63146. Call 567-GOLD.
Guys, are you looking for the perfect holiday gift for that special someone? Blow them away with a gift certificate from Blown Away Blow Dry Bar. So easy to purchase and print online at blownawaystl.com. It's the hottest new must-see salon. Just wash, blow, go for only $35. And a kiss and makeup bar, too. Blown Away Blow Dry Bar, 8815 Ladue Road in the new Colonial Marketplace in Clayton. Mention the Big 550 and get $550 off your first blowout or gift certificate. blownawaystl.com.
Here's an easy holiday gift. Trendy, delicious cake bonbon flights. Each sampler pack has six mouth-watering flavors of decadent truffles in three different themes. Order now at 636-458-7727 or visit CelebratingLifeCakes.com.
If you haven't yet, you've got to stop by the Blackfin American Grill at the Galleria to check out their new menu. The new items are amazing. For more, go to BlackfinAmericanGrill.com. Eat, drink, be lively.
Bottle of wine. When you gonna let me get sober?
Mike Evans is on deck. He's ready to go. And he's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley. The Smokehouse Market is one of those places you'll go in. I'm sure people from out of town go in there and go, man, I wish we had something like this in our town. No, you probably don't. You might have something really good, but probably not exactly as good as the Smokehouse Market. And all that stuff in there, some of it you can't find other places. And then good luck finding another restaurant like Annie Gunn's. Make a reservation. You'll need it. They're closed on Mondays. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Evans.
There you go, and there you be.
What's going on?
Has everybody in the studio been to Disneyland or Disney World?
Yes. We took the kids a couple times to Disney World.
You never been to Disneyland?
No.
I've been to both.
Yeah, I've been to both. Pop quiz question.
Right.
What's the cheapest Disneyland to go to? Disney USA, which would include Florida and or Anaheim. Disney Paris, Disney Tokyo, Disney Hong Kong, which is the cheapest Disneyland to go to. Movie review, it's called Her. Stars Joaquin Phoenix, Amy Adams, and Scarlett Johansson. If you could, would you do Amy Adams or Scarlett Johansson?
Amy Adams.
Amy Adams.
Johansson.
Amy Adams in a heartbeat.
CP on, you know what you're talking about.
This is a, he'd probably do Joaquin Phoenix.
Well, yeah.
Is there anything wrong with
it? If Joaquin had big boobs, he would.
Scarlett's got the boob department to nail down.
This is a very unique film that could earn Joaquin Phoenix an Oscar nomination. He plays a lonely writer, lost in the fast world. No friends, no life, and he gets a new smartphone. But this one's a little different. He has his own personal Siri, who is a real live female operating system. Her name is Samantha, and played by Scarlett Johansson, and the relationship goes way off the charts.
Whoa.
You have a Siri on your phone?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you imagine having your own personal live Siri?
I can imagine it, yeah.
I think it'd be kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
Rated R, 2 hours long, good movie, 3 stars.
Joaquin Phoenix was in a movie before he was the age of one, but then he was known as Crawling Phoenix. He wasn't walking yet. See what I did there?
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
You know you're ruining my report.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway.
No.
Nope.
Okay. Movie news, James Cameron had a press conference to announce that he will make all three of the next Avatars in New Zealand. Well, he's been saying that he's going to be making these avatars now for 3 years, so I called some friends of mine that are publicists and some studios, and I called an agent friend of mine. Come to find out, there's no scripts, there's no shooting schedule, there's no cast, there's nothing. I mean, he's been talking about this for 3 years, and there's nothing really going on. I mean, I guess he's going to make them, but it's very odd that he's scheduled to make three and not even a script for one of them.
Well, I can't criticize him because I've said for years now that I got a couple of deals pending with some other radio stations. I really don't.
No.
You know, you just say that to try to make management.
Oh, letters. Sure. Yeah.
I don't have anything.
Disney has optioned the Jesse Owens story, the track star that ran and won in the 1936 Berlin Olympics, proved Hitler wrong. when this first came out yesterday, I understand that Jamie Foxx was arrested. Hello, Jamie. You're 46 years old. Jesse Owens won this race when he was 22. I don't think that will work. I tell you who else, who they'd like to get is Chadwick Boseman, who played Jackie Robinson in the movie 42.
Okay.
And Chadwick Boseman is also playing James Brown in the biopic. They're shooting it now called Get On Up. Chadwick Boseman, 24 years old, tall, athletic. I think he'd be perfect for the part.
I thought the Get On Up was a documentary of the sex life of Mike Evans.
Yeah. Well, that's the Get On
Up
and Down, Up and Down, Up and Down, Up and Down. That's what that's all about.
Okay.
Anyway.
No.
Sure?
In the positive.
Anyway.
No, more positive.
Okay. Odds and ends, Bree, on...
No, not for me.
Has leased a $39,000 four-bedroom New York condo, and she's made three of the four bedrooms into walk-in closets because of all the clothes she has.
Now, you said it's a $39,000 condo. You mean per month?
Per month.
Oh, that's different.
Yeah. A rental.
Wow.
It's a rental. One room is just for her 2,500 pairs of shoes.
Good grief.
How many people can even relate to $40,000 a month in rent?
Nobody.
I have six pairs of shoes.
I think I have five.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Lady Gaga! Her album is called Art Pop. It's now being called Art Flop. Concert promoters are dropping some future dates. She was supposed to get a reality show next year. Looks like that's been scrubbed. I don't know. I think it's possible you can stick a fork in Gaga. I think she's done.
She seems to be the kind that'll reinvent herself.
We'll see.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, how many times are you going to come out, you know, dressed in a...
meat suit. In a,
exactly.
Yeah.
It's very strange. Anyway.
No. You can't pull that off on us. We're too
smart. You guys are really smart anyway.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, then, and finally...
Why do you applaud?
Why do they applaud, Franco?
They're applauding for
it hurts my feelings.
I think it's appreciation for what they've just heard.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sort of asking for an encore.
Well, that case anyway.
No.
All right. The cheapest Disneyland to go to. Disney USA, Disney Paris, Disney Tokyo, Disney Hong Kong. And by the way, Frank O'Pinion has been red hot in the pop quiz question.
This is the day I fall out of first place because I don't have a clue on this one. Dan, what do you
think? I don't know. I'll say Hong Kong.
I'm going to say Paris.
I'm going to, for whatever reason, also go with Paris.
The most expensive Disneylands are Disney USA, $98 per adult.
Okay.
Second most expensive is Disney Paris, $79.
Jam out today.
Then Tokyo, Disney Tokyo, $63. The cheapest is Disney Hong Kong, $58.
Wow.
I'm Mike Evans, we're live in. Anyway.
Nope.
Anyway.
Nope. The streak ended.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Today. Cheapest is Hong Kong.
Oh. Should have gone with me.
Yeah. $98 in the USA. Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant. The Smokehouse Market, the best filet mignon I've ever had in my life. I'm not kidding. Any guns. With a fork. You don't need a knife. We have just enough time to run through some of these odds of winning Mega Millions. If they said this thing by the end of the month could get $1 billion. Wouldn't that be something? Somebody wins $1 billion. I know you had taxes and but still. So here's the deal. You have a better chance of, well, it says your chance of being hit by lightning at all over an 80-year lifetime are 1 in 10,000. That's much greater odds than this.
Oh, yeah.
You have a much better chance of being attacked by a shark than winning this thing. You have a better chance of having conjoined twins than winning this. You have a better chance of being killed using a right-handed product if you're left-handed than winning the Mega Millions. You have a better chance of hitting a hole-in-one on two consecutive par three holes back-to-back than winning Mega Millions. Let's just put it this way. You got a snowball's chance.
It's pretty much the biggest.
It's not the biggest. It's not still yet though the biggest number. The biggest jackpot. There's a bigger jackpot, right? This is not the highest jackpot amount. There was like a $600 million or so. This is third or second or third or something. Now, if it rolls over, it'll be the biggest ever. But I don't think it's the biggest one.
2012, $941 million.
What?
For what? Powerball?
Oh wait, no, that's not the United States.
No, it was
656.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I think that's
there were three winning tickets. The biggest single one was this year, $590 million.
Man, oh man.
May. That old lady
that
in Florida,
was a
right?
Gloria McKenzie of Zephyr Hills.
Can you even imagine? Well, we'll all try to imagine. That's probably all we can do is imagine. We're going to take a little break. We'll come back and do our official goodbye montage on the Big 550 KTRS.
Our last look at traffic now. Here's Timothy Weiland.
Yeah, Dan, it's really a mess out there. If you're traveling on southbound 270 between Marshall Road and Highway 44, you had an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic is jammed all the way back up to Highway 40 now. You're still going to be slow from Graboid through 55 due to an earlier accident. Now looking at the rest of it, westbound 40, you're slowing Van Deventer out through McCausland, 270 through 141, and then you're heavy again from Boone's Crossing to the Boone Bridge. You're also going to find long stretches between 94 and Winghaven. Eastbound 40, you're jammed up now between Clarkson and Mason, and then from Highway 270 in through Hanley, and that's where an earlier accident only had the right lane. The right lane was blocked. On northbound 170, still slow between 70 and 270. It looks like eastbound 270 has thinned out somewhat. You're just kind of off the pace between Lindbergh and West Florissant. Got accidents at Zumbel and Highway 70, a new one at St. Charles Rock Road and Fifi, a multi-vehicle accident there. On northbound 255, they're still doing work at Collinsville Road, and that has things jammed up from Highway 64 up through Collinsville Road. On westbound 70, looks like we're slow between 170 and Lindbergh. Has thinned out, though, between Zumbel and Highway 370. This traffic report is brought to you by Centrum Silver. When it comes to choosing the right multivitamin brand, choose Centrum Silver. For the most amazing parts of you, visit Centrum.com to learn more. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on The Carney Show.
Join us for the next edition of The Carney Show when we answer the musical question, which one's pink? That's right, it is El Monstero time. The band invades the studio. Also, some technology conversation. We'll do that with Chris Breen, our Johnny Law segment with Terry Crippen, and by gum, we got a show. It starts at 1. We'll see you then.
The Carney Show, weekdays from 1 until 3 on the Big 550 KTRS, live and local.
Hi, this is John Greenhut. If you can have a bright white smile in 5 minutes, would I get your attention? Power Swabs is clinically proven to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes. Power Swabs whitens teeth 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. To try Power Swabs risk-free, dial 1-800-975-8323. I guarantee your friends will love your movie star white smile. Try it risk-free, 1-800-975-8323. That's 1-800-975-8323.
The holidays are here, and remember last year when you were trying to juggle all those recipes with one oven? What a challenge that was. It's Denise Bradley from Appliance Discounters here to tell you that your worries are over. How about checking out the GE Double Oven Stoves at Appliance Discounters? We bought these by the truckload so that we can offer them at the lowest price in town. Add a GE convection over-the-range microwave, and now you have 3 ovens. Come by any of our 4 showrooms, and you'll see why we have the happiest customers and the unhappiest competition. Happy holidays.
All right, this has been so much fun. We're going to do it again tomorrow. Why don't you join us? Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Dumb bunks is that lame. If you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS is presented by Bowen Dental Care. All your family's dental needs under one roof by a family that cares. Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
Tonight at 6.
A school for special needs children is ransacked. Expensive equipment ripped off.
Plus, police investigating a death list found in a Red Bed, Illinois student's locker. While the threat is gone, the call for answers is growing.
The Doe Run Company is ending its 120-year run in Herculaneum, Missouri. Now the town hopes to make up for the loss.
First on Fox, thieves ransack and burglarize a town and country school for special needs children. The items they stole can never compare to the peace of mind they took from these challenged kids. Fox 2's Rocky Madden is here now to show us what happened. Rocky.
Well, Sandy, Promise Christian Academy educates all types of challenged youngsters, some with autism, some with Down syndrome. This crime really upsets their young lives.